subject roommate wishes he was Steve Harvey. Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm a 21-year-old college student majoring in psychology. Recently, I've enrolled in FSU and decided to live on campus. Everything was going great until my roommate decided she would move her brother in. Now, let me explain. I had no idea who this brother was, nor that I agree she could move him in. Here's where the story gets better. He thinks he is Steve Harvey. Now, I know this might sound like a joke, but the man is a huge Steve Harvey fan, which literally has him going bonkers over everything. While coming home from class, I walk into a house full of Steve Harvey posters, movies, cups, and more. He then introduces himself as Steve and tells me I can also call him Mr. Hightower. I chuckled inside, but then tried to figure out if he was serious or if this was a joke being played on me. After a week of living with this brother, I understood that he really thinks he is Steve Harvey. He glued a fake mustache on and claims it's real. He goes around telling all the campus students that his dad is Steve Harvey and he is named after him. People actually believe this fool. He is attending school for acting because he claims one day he is going to be the next Steve Harvey. He records every Family Feud episode and he watches the old Apollo episodes when Steve Harvey was a host. This is starting to get insane. I have friends and teachers asking me if he's really Steve Harvey's son. Now he's wanting Botox.
You're lying.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait, hold up. I gotta read this without laughing. Now he is wanting Botox done on his lips.
So, yes. Swell them up big.
So his lips can look, he can have lips like Steve Harvey. He listens to your morning show every day and says he's going to be on the radio with Steve Harvey. I spoke to my roommate about her brother, and she thinks it's cute and funny. She says her brother has always been a Steve Harvey fanatic and that I should leave him alone because things aren't going to change. I told her that I never agreed on her brother moving in, and she told me I didn't have to agree, that bills are split equally, and she can have whoever she wants move in, so for me to get over it. I can't even focus well in school because all I hear is Steve Harvey on the TV, radio, bathroom, everywhere. I can't afford to move to another dorm, nor do I know how to explain this situation to my parents. Please help me, Steve and Shirley. I'm sure he is listening to this letter as well. Please leave, let this guy know that there is only one Steve Harvey and that's not him. Thank you for your time. Wow. I mean, yes, that part is true. There is only one Steve Harvey and he is right here. Hey, Steve, the real Steve.
He said, look at him.
He said, hey.
Are you quiet, dog?
Don't hate.
I mean, you know, I really think this wouldn't bother you as much if he wasn't in your space. I mean, this is definitely not what you signed up for. And if you have every right to be upset. First with your roommate for moving him in, without your consent. I mean, you can't do this, can you, in college? I mean, this is very, very disrespectful. I just don't understand since when, if you're a roommate of someone, you can just bring someone in to live in that space. I mean, can't you contact the authorities at school and tell them what's going on? That would help some of that problem. You know, don't you have someone who is the head of your dorm and stuff? You could talk to them about that and move out. All right. Or get him moved out or them kicked out, whatever, to another dorm. But as far as the guy thinking he's Steve Harvey and wanting to get Botox, there was just a story on the news about this young guy who got his whole face redone, Botox, everything, to look like Justin Bieber. So I'm saying these people are out there doing crazy stuff like that. I mean, dream big. You know, Steve's a great target to aim for, but you can't be him. You know, there's only one of him. You can emulate him and admire him, but be yourself. That's the best way to be for this crazy roommate situation for you, and try to get them out, Steve, of the dorm.
First of all,
the real Steve.
Yeah, I understand.
You understand what?
Do you?
Uh-huh.
What? I understand his feelings and his wants.
It is love and admiration for you.
Yeah, I feel him.
Uh-huh.
What you don't want to be is me.
Why do you say that, Steve?
Because he obviously is at college age. Now, in order to be me,
mm-hmm. Here we go.
Let me just put a couple things in your head.
Yes, sir.
Yes, let's go.
You are going to have to get married twice, fail at it. You are going to have to be homeless for a 3-year period of your life, bounce from job to job, be broke. You're going to have to develop some type of arrest record.
Oh, man.
You are going to have to pump gas and drive off without paying. I'm just going down the list. You will be shot at one point in time in your ass.
What?
I don't know if you want this, but these are the things that's happened.
He only sees a good.
You're going to have to get your car destroyed by the Klan in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Oh, my God.
Right outside the Econo Lodge, performing at a place called Tony Stagecoach. And you're going to have to be the uncle of a damn fool.
Hey, come on, man.
Now, if that's what you want, come on. But I don't think it is. I'm going to walk you through your problems, son, and show you a better way to go about getting what you want. But yeah. This ain't what you want, yeah. Even though I understand.
You got to teach them how to work these lips. That's going to be the biggest problem.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.